Hey guys, thank you for tuning in to episode 95 of the Kitchen Stitches podcast. Today is Saturday, March 31st, 2018. It is the day before Easter. Nice, beautiful weekend here in Houston. We do have the window open. And there is probably going to be a little bit of ambient noise, just yard work.
Somebody's running the circular saw.
Yeah. Spring weather type noises, but it's worth it to have the window open. It's just too pretty to not. So,
especially with low humidity.
Yeah. It's perfect Houston weather. It's rare Houston weather. So, I think this will probably be a fairly short one. I don't have a whole lot of knitting, and I know Katie doesn't have a whole lot. So, we'll just go ahead and get started. Got our normal segments. I'll start with my knitting because I do have one. I actually have two finished objects. I only brought one. I have four because I have two spinning ones also. But I finished my Hidden Gusset Mitts by Mona Drager and Sweet Georgia Tough Love Sock in the Snapdragon colorway. This is a knitty pattern from several years ago. I say they're finished. I haven't woven my ends in, but the knitting is finished. I do have lots of ends because I've got the thumb, but they turned out really well. I do have on one of them where I joined for the thumb, I've got a gap, but I think I'm going to do something kind of like a mattress stitch to kind of pull it together, see how that works. But they look kind of wonky off, but when I put them on, I get past all of the loose ends. They fit really nice. They conform really nice to your hands. So they've got it's basically twisted rib all the way up the wrist, but it is you're decreasing, so the twisted rib section gets smaller and smaller until you get to the thumb, and the thumb is twisted rib, and then you have the stockinette portion on your hand. And so the thumb just fits really, really nicely. I'm really happy with these. I don't know. I won't say I wouldn't make them again. They were a little fiddly and they took longer than I thought they would take, but I'm happy with them. I'm happier that they're done. So that's my one, or that's the one I have. I also finished my Payday Socks, which is a pattern by Leah Oakley, and I used Unwind Yarn Company Journey Sock in the Lake Frances Sunrise, and those are really pretty, sparkly, and multicolored, very bright. They're really, really pretty. I've worn them a couple of times already, which is why I didn't bring them there in the sock dirty clothes. So, finished those, and then I also have two spinning finished objects. The first is Two Guys Yarn Winsleydale in the Shortcake colorway, which is kind of a muted red, like I think kind of like a strawberry smoothie color, I guess.
A little orangier.
Yeah, kind of a corally red.
Yeah.
It's really pretty, and it's definitely a worsted weight, fairly light twist. I don't know what I'll make with it. The Winsleydale is just it's a little scratchy, so it wouldn't make a good next to the skin. Like, I probably wouldn't do a hat with the brim on my forehead or a cowl. So I don't know what this will be. There's not I got 138 yards, so I don't know that mitts would be good either. It may end up being a stuffy or something. I'm not sure. It's pretty. I like it. I like the it does. It is soft, but it's got that. It just has
that
a little
bit
of
yeah,
mitt.
That, yeah.
And then the other one I did was Shirsty Cat Designs Merino Tencel. It didn't have a colorway, but it's kind of a wine color.
Mm-hmm.
This turned out really, really nice. I really like the tencel. It gives it a little bit. It gives it some nice luster. And it's got these white specks. So it's very red with red tones. So from kind of a, I don't know what color red that is. Just kind of like a generic red.
Like very shades of bricks.
Yeah.
Dark
so
bricks.
That one turned out really well. I don't have a label on it yet, but I think it was 436 yards. It's I'd say that's nice fingering weight size. This screams shawl to me, especially with the yardage. Just something maybe with a lot of stockinette, I think, would look really nice. But that is all of my FOs. You didn't have any FOs, did you?
No.
Okay. You want to go with your whips?
Sure. This is Katie, by the way.
I'm Summer. I forgot that part.
I'm still working on Free Your Fade by Andrea Mowry. I'm using Miss Babb's Kawea DK in... I'm using four colors instead of three. I made my own gradient from like a charcoal gray, purple, and then two variegateds. One is more purple with a light gray, and the other one is light gray with a little bit of purple. I'm in my third color transition. I worked a little bit on that last week. I'm in the process of switching my knitting style from English to continental, and so I'm only knitting just a little bit, not as much as I used to, because I don't want to revert back to English now that I'm getting a little bit better on continental, but I'm not having patience with continental because I feel slow and things don't. Techniques like knit two togethers are really hard in continental. So I'm working on that, and then I'm also doing a crochet temperature blanket just because granny squares are really, really, really easy for me to pick up and put down. So my twist on it is that I'm doing granny squares instead of something, you know, straight across or back and forth. So each row is a day. I'm taking the high for the day. I'm doing it for 2017 because I didn't want to plod along and have it take 3 years to make. Each square is seven rows. So that gives me 52 squares. So I'll need four more squares to make a 7x8. I'm up to like 26 squares, like in June and July right now. And then, I've been also sewing in the ends as I do it. And then I also, last weekend or the weekend before, I started crocheting them together. So I'm using like a granny join kind of. Mm-hmm. I've got it in the show notes.
Colors are really pretty.
So yeah, so it's kind of like a muted rainbow. And I'm just using yarn from Michaels, the Impeccable Loops, because it's, you know, $2 to $3 a ball, and worst, you know, it's acrylic, so I don't have to worry about if something happens, you know. Yeah, it's a lot of time and money at some point, but you know, it's not wool that's going to be eaten, or I have cats and stuff like that. So, yeah, so I've been working on that. I've got the three rows, so I've got 21 squares sewn together. And that actually went really, really quick. So, that's all I'm working on currently.
Okay. So, I have actually been very, very, well, yeah, I've been pretty monogamous at home. The past week I have been completely monogamous at home. I'm going to talk about a couple things first. So I'm working on a pair of vanilla socks using hand spun. It's Elemental Fiberworks. I think it's Polworth Silk and Mohair in the Venus colorway, which is kind of it's very creamsicle colored. I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about this knit up because it looks kind of flesh toned, or at least my flesh toned, and I just wasn't sure about it. But as I'm working it, it is actually striping just a little bit, so it has some interest, and it's actually turning out really pretty. I left that at work, so I don't have it with me today. I'm just kind of winging that pattern. I did about a I think I did about 15 rows of a 2x2 ribbing for the cuff, and I'm just doing vanilla sock. I think I'm going to do flap and heel, just completely easy. I have a conference this coming week, and I wanted something mindless, so I should have brought it home so that I could get past the heel, but I forgot, so maybe I'll do that Monday. I actually bought some Addy Flexi Flips to try out with this sock. I am still on the fence with how I feel about them. The further along I've gotten, the more I've liked them. I don't know if it's because they were fiddly at the beginning, or it's just getting used to them, or if having, like, you know, a few inches down makes them more manageable.
Probably all of the above.
So, it's nice to have them in my arsenal. They won't necessarily be my go-to. One of the big things is the smallest size they come in is a zero, and I usually use double zeros for my socks. So I specifically chose the hand spun because it's a little bit thicker, and I figured that, you know, I could use those and it wouldn't be a big deal. And it does seem to be knitting up just fine. Was that me?
We're podcasting today at 3.
Oh.
That was the notice from the calendar.
So that's one, and then I have another pair of socks because, you know, I can't just take one project with me. Because
you might run out of yarn.
Right.
Right.
So I am doing another sock. I'm actually doing, I think the pattern is called it's STRIE. I don't know how to pronounce that. It's out of Sock Architecture by Lara Neal. And I'm using Unwind Yarn Company Journey Sock in the Bluffs colorway for this one. And it is basically, I am just now getting to the pattern part. It's a garter rib, and that's all. There's nothing too complicated about it at all. I am just finished the cuff of the first sock today and starting the garter rib pattern. So I'm halfway through the first row of the garter rib pattern. This one is really pretty. Dana's yarn is always pretty. This is blues, and I think there's some green in there, but it's not. It's very subtle. It's a nice, not exactly, it's variegated, but in Dana's speckly way. It's not a speckle, but it's kind of a speckled variegated. Really liking that. But the main thing that I have been working on is the Distract Me sweater by Amanda Woeger, W-O-E-G-E-R. I'm using Suburban Stitcher Sock in the Clean Slate colorway. I have thought all this time that it was called Slate Blue. It's called Clean Slate. And also River's Edge. And I have been booking it on this sweater this weekend. I really, really, really wanted to try to finish it before the conference. Actually, it was more, what I really wanted to do was finish it before the DFW Fiber Fest this coming weekend. I will be going for one day, and I wanted to wear it. Don't think it's going to happen, but if I had just a little more time, it would. So I worked on this so much over the past couple of days that I have actually almost finished the body, and I was picking up, so let's see. I finished the stripe section of the body, and then you end up, you're supposed to do about 24 rows of the contrasting color and then about an inch of ribbing on top of that. I think it's really, really close to being long enough without having to do all of that. So I actually put it on waste yarn this morning and tried it on. And I was so nervous about trying it on, and was doing it in front of Laura and my daughter and my husband, and put it on over the shirt I was wearing, and it fits. And the length right now it's about waist level. It'll grow probably 1 to 1.5 inches with blocking. So I'm either going to do another inch and then the ribbing, or I may just go ahead and start the ribbing. I haven't decided yet. So what will help my decision, I decided to leave the waist yarn in for now and pick up and do the sleeves, because they are short row sleeves and it's going to pull it up a little bit. And that way, if I can at least get the short rows done, I'll have an idea of how long it's actually going to be.
Yeah.
So I just
You don't want to start too early and then do your sleeves and you go, oh crap, now I gotta knit.
So I figure I've already got it on waist yarn. I might as well just go ahead and do the sleeves. So I've got half, of the sleeve picked up before I had to leave. So I highly, highly recommend this pattern. It is written so well. I've only done a few sweaters, but of the ones I've done, this is the best written pattern. I've done a tin can knits. I've done a boxy. That was written really well too, but this one, she's just like, I would have a question and then it would be answered in the next sentence. It's like she really, really thought about the questions people were going to ask as you're knitting it. So this one, I haven't heard of this designer before.
Who is it?
Amanda Woger or Wager?
Like
W-O-E-G-E-R.
Vaguely familiar?
Yeah, it's not one that we hear talked about a whole lot, but I will definitely seek out patterns by her in the future because this one is really, really well written. I don't have anything on the wheel right now. I finished plying the Shirsty Cat maybe Sunday or Monday and decided to be completely monogamous on the sweater just to see if I could possibly pound it out before the conference. I was watching the most recent podcast with Anne and Stacy Little Skein and Mustache, and Stacy had taken time and like done two sleeves in a day, or at least in a weekend. And part of me wants to really try tomorrow to see if I can do it. But even if I get it done, I don't know that I'll have time to get it blocked. So, I don't know. Anyway, point of that being, I decided to not put anything else on the wheel. I'll be gone Tuesday through Friday of this week, and then I'll be home a week, and then I have another conference to go to for almost another week. So I'm actually just going to wait and put something on the wheel when I get back from that, which is really hard. I really like spending every day and not having that to do. I've decided if I really feel like I need to spin, I've got plenty of fiber that I can spindle spin. But getting the sweater done is the most important. In other crafty adventures, I've been working diligently on the cross-stitch stocking that I'm doing for my husband. But again, that has been on hold for most of this week. I got the portion of the pattern that I've been working on that is filling the frame, my hoop right now, and started on backstitching around that area before I decided to put that down for a little while. So that's all with the crafty adventures. Acquisitions, I've only got one thing, and I think you don't have...
I got yarn today.
I'll let you talk, and then I'll talk about my fat fiber box.
I just got this today. It's not as purple as I thought, but that's probably just the base. When Stephen Hawking died...
Oh, yeah.
Lemonade Shop posted a special colorway in his honor. So, and I actually wanted to try Lemonade Shop. So, and I'm buying all the purple speckled yarn that is being made right now. So I bought two skeins of her Mighty sock, which is 463 yards, so it's a 75-25. So it's big splashes of purple and then speckles underneath of every color. There's highlighter green and yellow, blue, pink, orange. That'll make a nice big shawl, or use part of it for a shawl and part of it for something else. I got two skeins of that. I got the same base, I think. Yeah.
That's really pretty. I almost bought it, but I was trying really hard not to. I showed Jimmy, I'm like, look, Jimmy, there's yarn. It's based on Stephen Hawking. He's like, oh. I'm like, I'm trying not to buy it. He's like, oh. I'm like, I'm not going to buy it. Right. I was really hoping he would, like, encourage me, but...
There'll be other yarns and stuff.
The big thing is I'm going to DFW. So I will have my opportunity to buy yarn. I did, however, pull the trigger on the latest Fat Fiber box, which I've gotten a few over the years. It's been a long time since I got one. I'm not spindle spinning as much, so, and that's what I was doing with the samples that I get. Still trying to decide what I want. I may actually end up spending these on the wheel and doing some, maybe doing a monster skein
right.
or something like that. But it was Alice in Wonderland themed, so I'm not the biggest like Alice in Wonderland fan, but anything literary always gets my attention. So because I didn't have anything else and we don't have a lot of netting, I thought I would just share what was in here. But I got the mixed box, which is usually get a couple of mini skeins and some other like notions and then a lot of fiber. And there's very little mini skein content in here, but I did get a couple. So this one is from Pearl Kitten. P-U-R-R-L Kitten. That's cute. That's really cute. And it's apparently out of New Zealand. It's a squishy four-ply. Let's see if it has a colorway. Flamingo Sports Club. So it's a hot pink and white. Just a little... Does it say how much? It is 5 grams. So about 36 yards.
Yeah.
And then a lot of other little goodies in here. I can open it. So, I don't know what that is. Maybe a coupon code or something. Little white rabbit stitch marker with a bead on it. This is from Story Yarns and Beads. Then some tea, some chamomile nights tea from Stash. Lavender bath salts from Prairieland Herbs. Another white rabbit stitch marker from Jaeger and Yarn. Another stitch marker. This one's weird. It's like a club or something. It's a handmade, maybe polymer clay. It's kind of weird. This is from me, Mrs. Beebe's Handmade Goods. And then couple other stitch markers. I really, really like these. I don't know where these are from. It doesn't have a label, but a really cute enamel Alice in Wonderland like clock themed one, and a Cheshire Cat, like a bronze brass Cheshire Cat. Those are really cute, but I don't know where they came from. Maybe they came with that.
Maybe
GloriaPatre.com. And then some cute buttons with floral theme. Again, I don't know. I bet they were in this. Probably. They were from that. So there's that. Then another, sorry for the crinkling, I actually didn't open this one. Another mini skein from The Dying Arts. It's really cute. It says Knit Me, like Drink Me from Or Eat Me. And it is kind of yellows and brown speckles. Ta-da. I'll put all that up later. Another mini skein. This one is We Are All Mad Here from The Spun Bunny. She's on Fiber Crafty. And then lots of fiber. So actually I've got a soap felting kit, which is I'm really excited about. Actually, I think this may be what actually got me to pull the trigger, because that was unique. This is from Symphony Fibers. And so it has a little sample of fiber and a bar of soap. And hopefully instructions on how to do that. This one is kind of useless to me, but it is a blending kit that has Merino and Angelina from Wonderland Fiber, which is neat, but I don't have blending boards or hand cards or anything, so I may hold on to that and put it in a giveaway or something sometime. I don't know. Or maybe if I ever do a swap with someone who has that.
You couldn't spin that into fiber?
I probably could.
Like, yeah. You have your braid broken up and stick a little bit of it.
I probably could do that, too. Some Cheviot Top from Weist Willems. I don't know where that is from. I don't know what colorway it is, but it's purple.
Periwinkle.
Yeah. Then some curly Q's. Q's is C-E-W-E-S. Very cute. Do you suppose she's a wildflower? It's mostly yellow with some pink. And this is Targi Bamboo and Silk. I just love this. Like, it's like a little... I don't know. It's like Christmas. Phoenix Fiber Mill. This is Alpaca. Actually, it doesn't say what it is. I'm assuming it's alpaca, but it doesn't have a colorway. It's reds and maybe some greens, teal. Some Plum Crazy Fiber Art. It's very, it's like a little bat in kind of rainbowy colors. Absalom. I don't know if that's the... No, it's not the dye. That must be the colorway. Let's see. This one is... Oh, it's Kitty Minecraft. I like her. I've had stuff from her before. It's blues and greens and a little bit of yellow. Merino and Silver Stellina. Handmade Hollows. Another little, without crinkling, I can't tell you what this one is, but it's kind of a brownish purple.
Looks purple.
Yeah, it's
purple,
hard to tell.
It's really dark. It's like black and purple.
Yeah. A couple more, just a few more. Fairy Tale Wool and the, I don't think she has a, oh, Red Cat Mad Hatter Art Braid, which is purple and kind of tan and blue. From Yous to You. From You to You. Wool blend again. Can't really tell you what is in it. It looks like, actually, it looks maybe natural. It's kind of reddish. A little bump and some gray. Doesn't, I'm not sure what it is. Then I have Zany Pilgrimage. This one is Alice's Garden and 23 micron wool. It's kind of a lime green with a little bit of pink. And then one more is Through the Looking Glass. This is from JMC Fiber Art on Etsy, and it's Merino, Polworth, Alpaca Silk, and Angelina. And it's a little bat, but a lot of fun opening up. I love opening the packages just to see what's in there. So all of that for less than $40. It was nice. It was fun. Just a little something.
I don't know how I feel about... I mean, it's nice having the little samples and stuff, mm-hmm. but it's kind of like, what do you do with it? It's like having a box of random mini skeins.
That's
like,
true. Yeah. Sorry, I had to text. What I was gonna say. Oh yeah, so with that, what I've done before, and I have never actually finished one of these yet or with this plan, but what I was doing was spinning up all of, I'm keeping all of the ones that I've spun it all together with the plan of doing something that incorporated all of them. I have one of the Zoom loom little pin looms. So I am still doing a Wizard of Oz one, and the plan was to do all of those into the little squares with the Zoom loom and then do a wall hanging or something like that with them. I could, depending on how thin they come out, I could incorporate them into a blanket. I like the idea of keeping them all together as a theme, though, and doing something with them.
Doing a wall hanging or framing it or, you know, something artsy like that would be, I could see doing that.
It kind of keeps me, I have my spindles, which I don't use very often, but it gives me something to spin on my spindle occasionally, so.
That you're not investing in a whole big braid of fiber, just a
little
bit. So
if I want, like, this week when I'm at the conference, if I wanted, I could grab my spindle and, like, a little braid and have something to work on there, but. So that is that. Events I've mentioned a couple of times. I will be going to DFW Fiber Fest on Friday. I'm not I'm hoping to get there pretty soon after the market opens around that time. It all depends. At this point, I don't have anything going on at the conference that I need to go to on Friday at all. I will be going with a coworker, at least one coworker. The second coworker that was supposed to go with me, I believe, is making alternate arrangements. But it will depend on that. Because the second coworker is not going, I think I might actually have more time to spend than I would, than I was thinking I was going to. The person who is going with me doesn't knit or spin, but she is crafty. So I think she will enjoy, she'll enjoy the market regardless. And who knows, we may make a knitter out of her. Because I mean, seeing all of that pretty stuff, So I intend to be there late morning to early afternoon, probably. We are driving back to Houston from Dallas, so I don't want to go too late. It also depends a little bit on the weather. I think it's supposed to rain, which is a bummer. But we'll just play it by ear. I am really excited because we will have our tax refund by then, which means I can spend guilt-free or relatively guilt-free. So I think that's the only thing. I know Yellow Rose is coming up. I'm not planning to go. I will have just been to DFW, and I can't really justify going and spending.
Well, it's the same people we'll see at Houston Fiber Fest. So. Right.
And that is coming up end of June. That will be the next thing that we're planning to go to. And we'll definitely be there at least at some point. I haven't even thought about whether or not I might take a day off.
I'm taking Friday off.
It depends on, I haven't even looked at who's teaching, or have they announced classes
They haven't announced the classes, but Annie Modisett is one of the teachers, mm-hmm. and then there's a crochet person is the second teacher.
Yeah.
Plus then there's other local teachers and stuff that aren't the top billing teachers.
I likely will end up taking a day off and going to do that. But if I don't know. I will be there one day for sure. If I take a day off, I don't know if I would still go 2 days or... You took a day off and went on Friday last year.
I took a class on Friday.
Yeah, that's right.
I think my class... I can't remember if my class was Friday or Saturday, but I took a class and that was like a 3-hour class, so... And the market was open longer last year, too. Mm-hmm. I don't think they don't really need to be open on Sunday, but that's their decision.
Right? Yeah, I'll take a look and see. I know that Heidi Undead Yarn is vending. I don't remember who else, but I'm hoping we'll see some of our other Texas friends there. I haven't talked to anybody about it, but maybe I will this weekend. Hopefully we'll see some people that I can ask. So we'll see. But yeah, definitely we'll be there at some point. And that's it. No retreats, unfortunately. I wish there were a retreat this weekend. It would be a beautiful
one. I know.
So reading and watching. You want to go?
Sure. Let me pull up my list. I don't close the window that has the information on it. Okay. I started to read Ready Player One by Ernest Cline, which is a movie that is coming out or came out this week. I got about 70 pages in and I stopped because there was some controversy on Twitter about it. And while I am a child of the 70s and 80s, I felt there was just a little too much 80s in it. I'm not a gamer. I mean, I've played games, but I'm not a gamer, so I'm not in that culture. Didn't grow up with that.
I'm reading it right now as well, and I'm like, there's some of the references I appreciate, but most of them, like, this was not in my 80s.
But. Right, and so to me, it's just a little too much 80s, and Dave's like, you need to finish it, and I'm like, he's like, read it at least I would recommend
definitely reading more. The first part was really slow, and I had a really hard time getting into it. And it definitely picked up. I don't remember at what point, but yeah, you get to part two for sure. You know, whenever he's
explaining the quest part right now. Okay. Is where I'm at. So Dave's like, we'll get through the quest or whatever. So we'll see. I put that on hold. We can go back to it, or I'll just see the movie without reading the book. I read a couple of historical romances. I read Beyond Scandal and Desire by Lorraine Heath. I gave it 3 stars. That one is about a gentleman who is orphaned as a child, where the duke, you know, had a child, and there were these baby brokers. So basically, you took your baby, usually illegitimate, to somebody, and the child disappeared. Either they were killed, given away, whatever. Well, he was raised by this woman, who then also raised a handful of other children of similar circumstances. And he's come into his own. I don't remember what kind of business he runs. He runs some business. And so, yeah, there's that. I don't remember the story. It's been, you know, like 2 weeks. But that one was good. I gave it 3 stars. And I'm currently reading Between the Devil and the Duke by Kelly Bowen. I've not read any Kelly Bowen before. I like this one. I would probably easily give it 3 or 4 stars. I will say that sometimes the language changes. So sometimes the language is of the period, and then sometimes it's a little... They'll use words like ASS or whatever. And I'm like... But you didn't use that like in the other 4 scenes, so why are you using that now? Mm-hmm. So just a little bit. There's a little bit of humor. One of my tropes that I like in historical romance is gaming hells. So like basically a casino. Mm-hmm. So the guy, this girl Angelique goes is trying to earn money to keep her family afloat, because the family fortune has disappeared. And so she gets hired by the gentleman who owns the club because she can count cards. She's like a math wizard. Mm-hmm. So she can count cards and do sums in her head, you know, kind of like Rain Man type stuff. But she's not like that in real life. So she's dealing with, you know, her attraction to him, and then the whole family drama with her brother, the Duke, who's gotten in trouble. There's some humor and stuff like that. So I like it, I'm not offended by the language, but it's like, you didn't write like that in half of the book. Why are you doing it now? And then the next book that I'm going to read is a YA book called Wicked Deep by Shay Earnshaw. It's a YA paranormal book that has witches in it.
Hmm. That sounds good.
So, I haven't read a witch book in a while, so I like witch books. So that's all I got.
I have, as I mentioned, I've been reading Ready Player One by Ernest Cline. I would say my feelings are probably relatively similar to Katie's. I wasn't a gamer. My husband was, but even he has... The writing is really pretty bad. I don't.
A little bit. It's a little too wordy. It's like,
yeah. He has to explain everything. Like,
right. Let me fit every 80s reference.
And then explain why it's an 80s reference. Right. For those of you who may not know.
Because the book takes place in 2045 or something like mm-hmm. that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so that, the writing is a deterrent, but mm-hmm. It's exciting now. And now I want to know how it ends. I'm like the opposite. I've probably got about 70 pages left. Okay. So I will finish it. I'm wavering on the number of stars I'll give it. It was a 3. It may be a 3.5. is probably not a 4 for me, just talking it through. Yeah, so I am enjoying it. I was reading Juliet by somebody 40-er. I can't remember her name right now. I put it on hold because I wanted to read Ready Player One. So that one I'll pick back up in a few days, probably. I won't get much reading done when I'm at the conference, especially if I'm still trying to finish the sweater. So there's that. We went to see the musical Bright Star last weekend, which is based on the bluegrass album by Steve Martin and Edie Brickell. It was really good. I didn't have terribly high expectations, but I really, really liked the bluegrass music, and I liked the story, and it had a nice ending. We really enjoyed it. The only problem, I don't know if this is common everywhere now, but for these major, performance halls, they've now got massive security, but you have to go through security gates just as if you were at the airport or going to
football game,
all of these things. And they wouldn't let me bring my knitting needles in, and I was mad that they wouldn't let, I was mad that they wouldn't let them in, because I can take knitting needles on an airplane. Why do they need higher security at the performance hall to go see a musical where you've already paid, you know, money for tickets? I mean, it just doesn't seem... The places where there have been shootings, like a movie theater, you don't have to do this to go to a movie theater. I don't know that... Maybe I should, but there's been no indication that I would rather... I would rather keep my personal freedom and take the risk to go into a public place and have an enjoyable experience than feel afraid to go anywhere. So it was just ridiculous, and it really kind of colored my experience. Luckily, I mean, I couldn't get it out of my mind. The time before we had gone, Jimmy had a little pocket knife taken away, which I can at least understand. It was a knife. But even that was small enough that it would have gone through security at an airport. I feel like it's just an extreme.
Well, when you can take that through the airport, mm-hmm. where you're locked on a plane, you can't take it to an enjoyment, a night out.
Right. Right. So.
Maybe bigger.
Thank you. Hi.
Wow. It was antisocial.
But anyway, so that is my rant. The other thing we did, we saw Love, Simon, which is just a delightful movie. I'm actually going immediately after we record. I've got tickets at 5 to go with some more friends tonight to see it again. It made me cry. The only thing that was bad about it was we saw it in a theater full of teenage girls. The girls sitting next to us were so annoying. It was like every little thing. They're like, oh my god, I'm crying. Oh my god, look, a puppy. Oh my god. And I'm very glad they were enjoying the movie. It was a little much, but I highly, highly recommend it. It was very John Hughes. If you are speaking of being a child of the 80s, if you like Pretty in Pink, all of the, you know, Ferris Bueller, all of the John Hughes movies of the 80s, you will like this one. As far as I know, it's the first mainstream film with a main gay character. Like, the whole point is him, he's coming out, and it's just so normal. Like, it's not... he's just a normal kid who happens to be gay, and it's really, really sweet, and it's just really good, and I highly, highly recommend it. It is based on a book. It's based on Simon versus the Heterosexual Agenda, I think is the name of it. If you look back, I could not tell you when, but I know Darcy read that probably within the past year or so and reviewed it on one of our podcasts, but I don't know which one. You'd have to go back and look at our notes, but that is it. Yeah, the next thing I have up is finishing Juliet. Now that I haven't been reading it, part of me is like, I don't know if I want to finish it, but I think I was liking it enough that I'll go ahead and finish that. In the kitchen, I have continued to bake. Most of the recipes are from Dory's Cookies. I did, actually only one of them was from Dory's Cookies this time. I did double ginger, crumb cookies, which were basically just basically a sugar cookie that has some ginger in it, and then it has like a streusel topping. Those were pretty good. They weren't my favorite of the ones that I've made, but those were pretty good. I did make the peanut butter change ups again. I think I talked about those the last time I recorded. Those I made them for a meeting at work the other day. Those are very good. And then we had my coworker decided that we should have an un-party. Which I don't even know what that is, but she decided we should just have an un-party and we should bring some things for our staff meeting. So on Tuesday, I kind of improvised a recipe. There's a recipe out of Sally's Cookie Addiction for, I think they were called strawberry and cream cookie cups or something like that, where they're basically cookies that are baked in mini muffin tins. So I took a lemon cookie recipe and did the same thing, and then made a lemon buttercream icing to go on top of those, and they were pretty good. And then not on my list. My husband's birthday is this coming Wednesday, and I will not be here. So I took the day off yesterday, and we spent the day together. We went hiking and had a couple of meals. And he wanted a cake, and then decided that cupcakes were fine. So I ended up last night making cupcakes and then more buttercream. So now I've got all the buttercream in my house because I've made the cupcakes. They are iced. And I still had probably 2/3 of the batch of buttercream plus the leftover lemon. I'm not sure. I told Laura that she could, you know, do whatever she wanted with. I won't be here this week, so she should. I think she's going to make cookies and use it as cream filling or something like that. I also, there was something else that I was going to mention having made. Oh, no. This was back on reading and watching. I watched It last night, the new version. They've just been on a movie watching kick, and I've been brought along. We watched To Be or Not to Be with Carol Lombard and Jack Benny yesterday afternoon. This is how I got all of the knitting done. And then last night they wanted to watch It, so they had seen it before I had it. That movie is so scary. It was really, really good. It's so much better than the 90s TV version. But it was really good, really scary. More knitting happened. But I started the cupcakes before that and then had to make the buttercream after. And then the only other thing besides knitting besides baking, I modified, there's a hamburger stroganoff recipe in the Skinny Tastes cookbook. I think it's in Skinny Tastes Fast and Slow. That is, it's a slow cooker recipe, but I modified it for the Instant Pot this week, and it was so good. If I am a sucker for, not all of them, but the Hamburger Helper, Hamburger Stroganoff version, I've just always really liked. And this tasted like that, but it was all, you know, it was not processed food. Right. So I highly recommend that one. I might write that one up and put it on the board since I modified it a little bit. So that is all I got. The next time we record, it will be after DFW. I would say it probably will be beginning of May before we actually, maybe last weekend of April, depending. Yeah. I will have all kinds of purchases to talk about. And almost certainly a finished sweater. So I think that's it.
That's it.
All right, y'all. I hope everyone's weather is improving and spring is coming to all of you. We're going to enjoy this nice, mild weather while it lasts. And we'll talk to you in a few weeks. Yeah. All right, bye.